Jimmy Swaggart asked me one day, he said, David, why does God allow some of these ministries to continue that are so carnal and fleshly? Why does God let them continue? Why do the people flock to them? Why do they raise so much money? Why do they go on? Why doesn't God bring them down? Now, this has to do with what God's saying and just what I gave you. And if you can't weep over what I'm about to share with you, I don't think you've been to the altar. I don't think yet you're ready for the hot coal. But I want God to break your heart for just a minute. Some of you have been one of our other confidence. You know this has already been opened to you. But maybe He opened it afresh to you. Bob, you'll never know the impact this has had on my life. Ezekiel 44, do you have it? Look at verse 5. And the Lord said to me, Son of man, mark well, see with your ears and hear with your ears, your eyes and hear with your ears, all that I say to you concerning all the statutes of the house of the Lord and concerning all its laws. And look at this, and mark well the entrance of the house and all the exits of the sanctuary. Mark them well. Look at me now. Have you marked well the entrances and the exits? Do you know, do you understand that the entrances are being hidden and the exits are perverted in the house of God? That we have a ministry today in many churches that are hiding the entrances to the house of God, and they're perverting the entrances and hiding the exits. They don't know how to bring people into the fullness of God. And when people get out into seduction, they get out into false doctrine, they don't know how to bring them back. They don't know how to deliver the people from the bondage. And He said, I want a people who know how to get people into fullness. And I want a discerning people who know when they're out of the will of God and they're not walking in the Spirit. And I want to have a people who have the spiritual authority to bring them back. He said, Son of man, you mark well the entrances and exits of my house. You mark them. Know them well. Look at the next verse. And you shall say to the rebellious ones, to the house of Israel. And you know, Sister Penelope was bringing this out. This thing that we call unity and love. You know, I saw this in a... It wasn't a vision. It was just in my room praying one day. God showed me a fortress that was being built. A fortress was being built by ministers. And you know what was inside that fortress? It was, we will not be reproved. And they were building this huge fortress. And they were inviting others, come into this fortress. And what they were doing says, I will not rebuke you if you don't rebuke me. I will stand for you if you stand for me. And they were not standing for the holiness of God. They were standing up for each other. And a fortress was being built. And it was a high wall, a mighty fortress that they were building. And some of the best known ministers in the world were in that fortress. A whole page written out. I've been up to now. I haven't fully understood it. And one of these days he's going to give me the grace to preach it. I've got too much anger to preach it right now. For what I've seen, the vision of it, this fortress of no reproof, no correction. Let's just have love and unity. There'll be no unity that God is pleased with until there's a cleansing, until there's a purging, and the holy stones of God come forth to cleanse His house. So every lip is clean, every heart is pure. You shall say to the rebellious ones of the house of Israel, come into my fortress. No. Thus says the Lord God. What? Enough of all your abominations, O house of Israel. I've had enough. I think that's what God, I was hearing God say about the Holocaust of abortion. God says enough. You brought foreigners uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh. My dear God. Blind can we be? We've got punk rockers now. What's going to go beyond punk rock now? You know what? It's called slammer rock, and it's in England right now, and it's in the church in England, and it's in Sweden. It's called slammer rock. And you know what it is? It's violence. They play and beat each other on the back. They slam each other, but even on the ground, slamming bodies. And the day's coming, the church is so bright, we're going to have slammer rock and we're going to have preachers saying, well, it attracts people and people are going to get saved. Who have become so blind? They got a rock group right here in California called Bassin and the Code. You know what that means? Smash all the rules. Bassin the Code. They were here in Palm Springs a couple weeks ago. Sponsored by a Christian group. Bassin the Code? You brought foreigners uncircumcised in heart and flesh to be in my sanctuary to profane it, even my house, and you offered my food and fat and blood. You know what the prophet said? My table is full of vomit. That's exactly what the prophet said. My table, the table of the Lord's been full of vomit. They made my covenant void. Have you ever heard preachers say you can't break the covenant? Have you? What's this say? They made my covenant what? Of no use. Says they broke my covenant. This in addition to all your other abominations. You have not kept charge of my holy things yourselves, but you set foreigners to keep charge of my sanctuary. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh of all the foreigners who are among the sons of Israel shall enter my sanctuary. But the Levites, verse 10, who are the Levites? Does this represent ministry? All right, look at verse 10. But the Levites, they went far from me. They just didn't drift away. They went far from me. Here's a ministry that's far from God. Is that what it says? When Israel went astray, who went astray from me after the what? After their idols? They shall bear the punishment for their iniquity. And you know what that punishment is? The anointing is taken away. And they minister death rather than life. If a man isn't preaching and living in holiness and righteousness before the Lord, I don't care how sweet it sounds, how good it sounds, it's death that's being ministered from the pulpit. It's death. Look at the next verse. They shall bear the punishment for their sin. Yet, they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the house and ministering in the house. They're going to slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people. They shall stand before them to minister to them. Get that picture. Say, look at me, please. Get the picture. The people don't even know the difference. Here's a man that has idols in his God. He's a preacher of the gospel. He's standing there offering the burnt offering and they don't know the difference. He's going through the motions and they don't know it. God says, yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates. Remember he said, mark well the gates, the entrances and the exits. These are the men who are keeping the church gates. Because, verse 12, because they ministered to them before their idols, and they became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel. Oh, can you believe what you're reading? Levites, ministers who are stumbling blocks to the people of God. I've always said a church deserves its pastor. Think of it. Chew it a little bit. If you've got all you need is a handful of praying people in your church that'll get together and seek the face of God, you don't have to condemn him, you don't have to chase him, you begin to fast and pray, and that leaven will spread through that, and if the people will not repent, God will get you in with the Holy Ghost body who gets you in the cave like Don said, and he'll send you separate after his own heart. But the reason we have so many preachers in the pulpit who are stumbling blocks, if you've got a congregation with idolatry in their hearts, God will give you an idolatrous preacher who will minister to the idols in your heart. And he'll confirm you in your idolatry. He'll make you twice the devil of hell you were when you started. I've sworn against them, declares the Lord God, that they shall bear the punishment. Look at verse 13. They shall not come near to me to serve as a priest to me, nor will they come to any of my holy things, to the things that are most holy, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they've committed. Now look at me. God says, I'm going to let them minister in the house to the people. They can go ahead. They can go ahead, go through the motions. They can minister in the house, but they can't touch anything that's holy. There's not a bit of holiness to it. This is not the hot coal from the fire of God. This is not the sharp lightning arrows from His throne. Not at all. These are not the hot coals spread out on the earth before the day of judgment. He said, no, let them go through their motions. Let them play their games. Let them play church. Let them gather themselves. Let them build their fortresses. Let them say, we will not take reproof. We will not take correction. I will have a people. You'll see it in just a moment. They shall not come near to me to serve as a priest to me. They'll serve the people. They'll be a priest to the people. But they'll not be a priest to me. I don't want to be a servant just to the people. I want to be a servant to Jesus. I don't want to minister to people first. I want to minister to Christ. Here's what made me weep. When Brother Bob quoted this, my head hit the table. Because I always thought if a preacher had adultery in his heart, God would expose him right away. I always thought that if a man built a great church and he was cheating and there was sin in his life, it'd all come down. And I kept thinking all of these ministries that are in the flesh, oh God, go bring them all down. Oh, there was a day when there were enough holy people walking in the Spirit that could have pulled down strongholds. And that day's coming again. But look! You say, well, God, did God just allow this to go on? No, He appoints it to go on. Look at the next verse. And if you don't weep over this, something's wrong. Look, it says, and they shall not come near to me to serve as a priest to me, nor come in near my holy things, or the things most holy, yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the house, of all of its services, and of all that is done in it. I'll appoint them. You see it? Look at me. God says, I'm going to set up these men before all these idolaters, and I'm going to let them alone. I'm going to let them minister in the house. And now I know that you can build great churches. I know now that you can do great things because the Lord said there'll be many, many come and said, Lord, we've cast out devils, we've healed the sick. They not only said, Lord, they said, Lord, Lord, over and again. They said, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. And He says, I didn't even know you. You're a work of iniquity. They were casting out devils, they were healing the sick, they were doing all these great things, building great buildings, doing great things. And the Lord says, I'm not only let alone, I appointed them to keep charge of that kind of house and all that's done in it. Doesn't that make you tremble? To know that right now while we're sitting here, that there's been an appointment made of backslidden Levites who have idolatry in their heart, and they've been set there in their place, and God says, I'm going to let the minister, I'll appoint them as ministers to keep charge of my house, this backslidden thing, this carnal thing, this harlot church. God, that's this backing off and backing off. I'll appoint them to keep charge of the house, and if all of it serves and all of it shall be done in it. So I'm not surprised anymore when I see great success. Now, that's not about to say everybody's got a great church. Is one of these appointed kind with idolatry? Not at all. Because there's something about a godly man. I know some very godly pastors. I know one in Indiana's got about 3,000. That man's at his altar day by day, and that growth in his church has taken about 20 years. You see, when you preach righteousness, you grow, but it's awful slow. It's almost one at a time. It's stone upon stone. You don't get the multitudes. Who wants to eat spinach when you can go down here and have ice cream every day? My goodness. But oh, he's a praying man. He's a weeping man. He's so tender, and yet God's given him a vision. He watches over those people. He's got such a love in his heart for those people. He preaches the truth of God in righteousness. And there's a tremendous growth taking place, but it's over a broken heart. I think every convert swam into his church on his tears. But look at this verse 15. Here's a good part. There's another kind. These are the hot stones. These are the coals. These are the fiery arrows of God. But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, hallelujah, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel went astray from me. See, while everybody else is backsliding, going with the crowd and going with the fun. Hey, look at me just a minute. Bob, it's true. You can go to a lot of churches today, and it's just a pleasant experience. It's a lot of fun. Man, you mark down the outline, you go home and say, you know, I enjoyed that. Going to church most places now is a celebration of fun. But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel went astray from me, what's going to happen? They shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat, and the blood declares the Lord, and they shall enter my sanctuary, they shall come near to me, my table, to minister to me and keep my charge. Glory to God. You know what they're going to do? You know how they're going to preach? You know what the mark of a Zadok priest is? Look, verse 23. What kind of preaching are they going to preach? Not going to be candy cotton. Moreover, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Amen!
Amen.
Glory to God. Devil, the Lord rebuke you. We cast no railing accusation against him. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. But he's bound. And those whose hearts are burning, a flame of fire.